This episode is brought to you by Sysdig, the leader in cloud security powered by Runtime Insights. Sysdig reduces the attack surface, detects threats in real time, and accelerates incident response. From prevention to defense, Sysdig helps enterprises secure and advance innovation in the cloud. Visit sysdig.com/WSJ to learn more.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, October 17th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. The video gaming industry has been red hot over the past few years, with more companies getting into or trying to expand their presence in the space. And new technologies like artificial intelligence and cloud gaming seem to be setting the industry up for a strong future. At the start of this year's WSJ Tech Live, Roblox CEO Dave Baszucki sat down with our reporter Sarah Needleman to talk about some of the opportunities and the challenges his company is facing as it tries to attract older users. We'll have highlights from their conversation later in the show. But first, you may have seen some graphic content of the conflict in Israel and Gaza. Videos, images, and firsthand accounts are flooding social media feeds worldwide. Some Jewish schools and community groups have even recommended parents delete TikTok, Instagram, and other social media apps from their children's phones to protect them. But if you want to stay connected on these apps while keeping graphic content at bay, we've got some tips from our personal tech news editor, Shara Tipkin. Shara, let's start with TikTok, which has a lot of young users. What are the steps for blocking graphic content there?
TikTok has these warning labels that let you know if there's graphic content, but you can go even farther by turning on something called restricted mode. This will prevent users from seeing violence, firearms, and other similar things. Basically, what you do is you go into your profile in the app, go into settings and privacy, tap content preferences, and then restricted mode. You have to set up a passcode, but you can use it to turn this on and off.
What about on Instagram and Threads, which are connected apps?
Yeah, this one, there is the ability to see how much sensitive content you want suggested. It's set to this standard control by default. And if you want to restrict it a little more and see less sensitive content, you can go into your profile tab, tap the three horizontal lines on the top right. Again, go into settings and privacy, suggested content, sensitive content, and then tap less. So basically, it only filters content that you don't follow. So this is things that could be suggested to you on the Explore page. If there are accounts that you do follow and they're posting sensitive content, it wouldn't block that.
And is it the same on Meta's other app, Facebook?
So Facebook has preferences for the news feed that let you also manage sensitive content or things that have been determined to be misinformation. So you go into settings and privacy, under preferences, then go into the news feed, and then tap reduce. There's also an option to stop graphic videos from auto-playing. So if you go to your menu and then tap the gear icon in the top right, under preferences, you can then select media, then select never autoplay videos. So you basically would have to load a video for you to see it. So instead of accidentally seeing a graphic video, they wouldn't just automatically play.
What about on X, formerly Twitter? This has historically been a platform that people go to get news updates, but what if they want those updates without some of this particularly violent content?
Yeah, X is interesting. It has removed a lot of this content already, but it also says that it thinks it's important for people to see this sort of content to know what is happening in real time. But you can get warnings for what X considers to be sensitive content. You have to turn this on through your desktop version. You can't do it in the mobile app. So what you do is you log into X from your computer, go into settings and support, navigate through a few steps to go to privacy and safety, and then go to the content you see area. And in that setting, you uncheck the box that says display media that may contain sensitive content. When you see that sort of content, it will be obscured unless you decide to view it.
What about if you're trying to limit what your children might see on these apps? Are there any steps particularly for kids?
So as long as their age is correct and it shows they're a minor, some of this should automatically happen. But then there are also steps you can take inside these apps. So for instance, with Instagram, parents can set up supervised teen accounts through the family center. So the kids have to agree for that to happen, but this will let the parents see the teen's sensitive content setting. They can't actually see what their kids see, and they can't actually control what their kids see, but they're able to see the settings and, you know, have conversations.
All right, that's our personal tech news editor, Shara Tipkin. Thanks for joining us with these tips.
No problem.
X is aggressively pitching political advertisers. It comes after the platform, formerly known as Twitter, reversed course on a ban of political ads earlier this year. In the 2023-2024 election cycle, candidates and advocacy groups are expected to spend over $10 billion, according to ad tracking firm Ad Impact, which estimates around $1.2 billion of that will go to digital platforms. X is looking to turn around ad revenue decline it's suffered since Elon Musk's takeover and subsequent changes to the platform, which prompted many brands to pull their ads. And finally, Netflix is boosting its efforts to move beyond streaming shows and movies to video games. Over the next several months, it plans to launch new games based on the platform's popular titles like Squid Game and Wednesday, according to people familiar with the matter. And it will continue to license well-known games such as Classic Solitaire. The strategy takes a page from what Netflix did to grow in its early days of streaming, combining popular studio reruns with its own original shows. Our reporter Sarah Needleman says Netflix has big ambitions for the video game space.
The ultimate goal for Netflix and a lot of other game companies is to go beyond just mobile and to go into cloud gaming, because with cloud gaming, you can play games on almost any internet connected device. You don't need to necessarily invest in dedicated hardware like a console or a gaming PC. We'd just be able to use your regular TV or your phone to do that. And the company's also developing AAA games. AAA is a term that just essentially means they're putting a lot of money and resources into developing a very high quality game. That's something more like what you would expect to come from a company like Microsoft or Sony or Activision, Blizzard, or Electronic Arts. They've also created a controller app. So you take your smartphone, you turn it to the side, the landscape side, and the app features the kind of buttons like on a traditional game controller. That is a sign of how serious they are.
Speaking of gaming, what role will generative AI play in the industry? Sarah Needleman spoke with the CEO of the gaming platform popular with some of the youngest players. Coming up, we'll hear his thoughts.
For businesses innovating in the cloud, every second counts. In this new world, where attacks happen at warp speed, security leaders must rethink cloud security. Sysdig strengthens cyber resilience by reducing the attack surface, detecting threats in real time, and accelerating incident response. The platform correlates signals across cloud workloads, identities, and services to enable teams to prioritize risks and act decisively. Visit sysdig.com/WSJ to learn more. Sysdig, secure every second.
Roblox holds a unique position in the video gaming industry. It doesn't make games. It gives users tools, templates, and more to build their own. And so far, millions of games have been created on the platform. But as competition increases in this space, the company has to figure out how to expand its users and adapt to new technology. At this year's Tech Live, Roblox founder and CEO Dave Baszucki sat down with our reporter Sarah Needleman to talk about this. Here are highlights from their conversation.
These days, the company is trying to attract people 17 and older. What are you doing, Dave, to make this platform appeal to this older cohort? How do you make Roblox cool for the college-age kid?
Sometimes when we talk about our platform, we like to share this vision of reimagining how people come together to learn, to play, to work together. And we've seen over the last 3 to 4 to 5 years, a lot more than just playing. We saw in the midst of COVID, people doing their high school graduation, more and more we see learning environments. And since our start, it's actually pretty interesting. We got our start actually organically growing. So all of our growth was organic, and it was driven by the creations that everyone was making on the platform, experiences that are fun to come and hang out with. So to actually make Roblox cool, it's hard for us to do it. We have to make a platform where the content and the creations are cool for those young people to come and play as they start to get older. We have to build a platform that's based on a foundation of civility so a 9-year-old is safe as well as a 17-year-old can play something that's a little more engaging. So it comes back to platform dynamics. As you mentioned now, we used to use the term aging up. We don't use that so much anymore because we have more and more 17 through 24-year-olds, and that's our fastest growing segment. We've added things on the platform recently. For example, when someone has a photo ID and we can validate they're 17, we can share a little more grown-up type content all on a foundation of safety. So we have to build a platform that organically brings those older people.
And now that you have these older players mixed with younger players, what are you doing to protect young children from predators? Because we all know that sort of thing happens online.
Yeah, more and more we're able to use AI to help accelerate a lot of that type of work. Every image, every sound, all of the content, more and more can migrate from human review to AI type review.
So you're relying more on technology to handle some of the moderation.
Yeah, and we always, of course, have humans in the loop and exception cases and all of that. But AI can do so much, and AI can accelerate how we support civility really on the platform. So it's been an enormous benefit to us.
Just this month, Roblox finally launched on Sony's PlayStation. How many users, new users have you gained so far? Because that's the world's biggest console.
This has been really exciting. I would say technically this vision of these 3D creations, whether it's your daughter or some other creator, when they make something, it's going to work on a phone, it's going to work on a tablet, it's going to work on a computer, it's going to work on a console. And in addition to that, the creations on Roblox over time have auto-translated into different languages. PlayStation surprised us. Since we went live on Friday, over 10 million downloads. 10 million.
That's a big jump. We cannot come to Tech Live, of course, and not talk about the metaverse. I mean, sorry, that's so 2022. I meant generative AI. You guys have been really early adopters of this technology on the development side. What's the motivation behind that hustle?
There's three phases for this. The motivation for us for the last 3 to 4 years has been improved quality and lower cost of a lot of functions that humans have done. So trust and safety, image moderation, automating a lot of that, making that work better. The middle one, we're in the middle, is the generative AI, which is extremely exciting. We have had the vision that just like in the physical world, for example, if we were exploring fashion, up until a few years ago, we imagined we would go into a 3D place, we would get cloth and scissors and cut things out and sew it on a virtual sewing machine and other people could wear it in Roblox. But what I think AI is gonna do is go beyond those of us that use sewing machines and scissors and let all of us be fashion designers. You and I will have a mannequin. We'll say, hey, I'd like to start with a simple shirt. I'd like to color the buttons. I'd like it tighter around the waist. I'd like to make it shiny. And we'll be able to support those type of things over time.
Is generative AI something that can be applied to the player, the user? I mean, not just the person developing it, but is there a way for generative AI to work for the kid who's playing and having fun on the platform?
So I think the third wave that gets really interesting, for example, is players on Roblox designing their own interactive avatars. We're going back to in history, we would like George Washington to appear in our experience, and George Washington will be driven by an LLM that has scanned all of human knowledge and will start to be a pretty interesting person to talk to.
Thank you so much for
coming. Thank you. Okay.
That was Roblox CEO Dave Baszucki speaking with reporter Sarah Needleman. For more coverage of Tech Live, head over to techlive.wsj.com. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.